of it. And the interpretation creates the emphasis of the parable, the end of the age. And note, in the parable, listen carefully, the stress is on the good being separated from the bad. You see that? They gathered the good into vessels, but they cast the bad away. But where is the stress in the interpretation? It is on the bad being separated from the good. And it says, they shall be cast into the furnace of fire, and there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Now, what's the difference? Well, what you see in this age is to be the good being separated out of the world. Those who belong to Christ, that characterizes this entire age. And Jesus said, don't worry about the others. Leave them alone. But whenever he comes back and collects his church out of the earth, then the emphasis is on the separating of the bad from that which is good. That would make a right response to Jesus Christ. And the emphasis then is on severing. It is on separation. It is on suffering and sorrow. Listen to what he says. There shall be weeping. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. That's a picture of suffering and sorrow and pain and protest and frustration and hostility and anger, weeping, wailing, gnashing of teeth. You talk about a parable, a terrible parable. Here's one. It's more to be trembled at than it is to be interpreted. It's more to be felt in your heart than it is to be analyzed, because then you realize where you will stand. We live in the last part of this last age, these last days of this age. And it's a day of continuing long-suffering patience on God's part. There's the net wavering in the sea, rocking, swaying, slashed by the waves, struck by the fish as they catch in it. And there it is in the sea. And one of these days, the Bible says, there's going to be a drawing on that net and a sudden popping of that net out on the shore. I want to read to you in conclusion today the best statement in summary that I have ever seen of this parable. It comes out of a little book, a little devotional book. Now listen to what it says. How very solemn is this awful picture of a mysterious draw net. How it suggests to us the silent and inevitable progress of time, as the age is insensibly rolling on toward the awful crisis. What a touching spectacle, those countless fishes, as they suddenly find themselves within the barriers of the enclosing net and vainly struggle to escape its meshes and get out into the freedom of the sea. Closer and closer draw those barriers as they dash from side to side and vainly struggle to escape. For a little while, they may think that they are free as they move from one side to the other of the imprisoning net. But lo, they strike again upon the farther side and are hurled back into the writhing mass in the center until the cords are tightened, and with a sudden jerk, the whole mass is hurled upon the shore, struggling, writhing, gasping for breath. Now listen, and finding themselves helpless and hopeless in a new element in which they have never lived before. You see, if you don't have a heavenly life here, you'll suffocate there. Such is the picture of human life as the age rolls on. For a time, men think that they are free. Just look all around you. As they follow their own will in the great unconfined ocean of human life. But every little while, there is something that reminds them that God's great net of providence and destiny is thrown around them, and that an unseen force is steadily drawing them toward that eternal shore. Sometimes that reminder is the death of a friend. Sometimes it is the solemn voice of reason. At other times, the sober voice of conscience reminding them that they are born to die. But then they strike out again and claim their liberty. They refuse to listen to their fears, and they refuse to listen to the facts. Closer and closer, the lines are drawing, and someday they shall find themselves swept into that strange, eternal world which will be as foreign to them as the ocean shore is to the helpless fishes of the sea. Then mighty hands will make the final separation outside their choice. Our struggles, our pleas will be in vain. And each of us will find himself and herself taking the place forevermore for which we have been preparing here. Well, let me ask you, what evidence is there in your life that you really belong to Jesus Christ? Because that's the real issue here. That will determine whether you're bad fish or good fish. Are you on His program? Are you doing what He told you to do? Are you doing it with the intensity that fishermen do it vocationally as they fish for fish? That's what He told us to do. God the Holy Spirit deals with us today. You say, well, I know I'm not right with God. How may I be made right with God? May I assume that you're lost? Let's begin with that so we'll be safe. If you're willing right now in the confession of your sin and your abject need before God to admit your lostness and then, listen carefully, yield the rights to your life into Christ's hands as you renounce your sins, repenting of them, and receive Him by faith into your heart as your Savior and your Lord to control and govern your life from the inside as you cultivate lasting companionship with Him, in that moment you'll be saved. And then we'll begin that walk with Him in which He'll employ you in all this and grow Himself inside of you as He grows you in Him. Now the Holy Spirit speaks to you today. There's a separation right here among us. You know it down in your heart. And God the Holy Spirit invites you to Christ. Invite you to let Him have His way in your heart and in your life. We want to ask you to do that today. There are other decisions need to be made. Matters of church membership, that's the gathering together into vessels. And that is all important once you're in the net. That's all important to form a fellowship and be a part of that fellowship with others as they grow and you grow and you grow together. The Holy Spirit invites you to come on promise of church letter, by statement, or for baptism if you're already a Christian, to identify with God's people in this place. We want to ask you to let Him have His way with you and come. Would you stand to your feet and bow your heads and close your eyes and be in a spirit of prayer? The choir is going to sing our hymn of invitation. As they sing, you do whatever God puts in your heart to do and come and let Him have His way in you just now. As they sing, you pray and wait. You let Christ have His way in your life and come as He commanded you to do, to publicly confess Him before men. You step out as the choir sings and come.